The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf Mem Zayin, Perek Hazkat HaBatin. Today's daf is being studied, le'inun nishmat Avram ben Esther, v'sara, bat Regina Malka, Ruach Hashem, tenehen, began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Vav Amud Bet. We are 5 lines from the bottom. Gemara is starting over there with an interesting mnemonic. Amalek Siman. You'll see that the next Gemara Yot talks about 4 cases. This is Rashi Tevot Amalek. The Abetz wonders why the Gemara would use that as a mnemonic. Let's just say that it's in order to...
Alamak.
No, to... Alamak. To subjugate them. By learning the Sugyot and Rashi Tevot, it weakens the kohot of Amalek somehow. Tanu Rabbanan, Arev Me'id Lelove. An Arev is a guarantor. The guarantor is allowed to be a witness to the Loveh. Now, the Loveh owes money. Now, what is he testifying? He's testifying that this karka belongs to the Loveh. Now, you would say he's a nogeya bedavar. Because if he testifies, that means he won't have to pay. So how can he testify for the Loveh? If you say he has karka, so they'll take the karka as payment, right? Then he won't have to guarantee it. He only guarantees it when he defaults. But if he has karka, he doesn't default. But the Gemara says, Arev can testify on behalf of the Loveh that the karka belongs to him. How could that be? So the Gemara says, oh, it's one condition you need here. Vehu di'it le'ar'a achariti. So long as he has other karka besides that. Which means he has other karka. Now you might still say, he's still no get, because maybe that karka is going to go to a different creditor, and therefore it's his advantage for him to have a lot of karka so he'll never get to him. That the Rashbam says is already too far. That's already too far, because maybe the Loveh will pay with money. Well, that's a possibility. Who says he's going to default at all? And even if he doesn't pay with money, who says that another creditor is going to come and take the first karka that this karka is needed for this loan? So that's already too far. But if it doesn't have karka at all, then already he's considered a nogeya. That's the din of Arif. Oh. Good question. The law of an Arif is that even if the Loveh has ziborit, you can't go to the Arif. Even if he has the low-level land, the Arev, you cannot touch. So therefore, as long as he has a land, he's fine, he's covered. No, that's a good question. The Rashbam is going to mention that on the Amud Rishon, on Mem Zayin. The next case is, so that's the Ayin. Malveh me'id le'loveh. This is the regular Malveh. The lender can testify to the borrower that the karka is his. That whatever this karka that's under question, mi'ar'ir comes along and says, hey, that's not his karka. So the malveh is able to be one of the witnesses to say, no, the karka belongs to the loveh. It's his advantage, of course. He has karka, he gets his karka back. That's his money. Same story. So long as the loveh has other karka, so then already you say he's not a nogeya so much. Because again, could be paying back in cash. And even if he doesn't have the cash, who says that this karka is going to go to a different creditor?
could be. So therefore, it's too many things to happen. So in that case, it's not considered an ogaya. Third case, the lamed, lokeyach rishon me'id le lokeyach sheni, v'hu de'it le ara achariti. The first buyer is able to testify that the second buyer owns karka. What do we mean to say? Let's say Reuven sold the field to Shimon and sold the field to Shimon, sold the field to Levi. Okay? So Levi is the second purchaser over here and Shimon is the first purchaser. Shimon can testify that the field belongs to Levi, that Levi indeed bought a field from Reuven and he is the owner of that field. Now, why would he be in Nogaya at all? Why should we even hesitate to make such a idut? For a simple reason, is because if, let's say, Reuven now owes money, and he doesn't have, so now the creditor of Reuven can go after the kuhot, can go after fields that he sold. Now you always go after the latest field that was sold. So therefore the first field that they're going to go after is where? Is Levi. Because Levi is the second Nokeya. Uh-huh. If Levi doesn't have fields, it's going to come back to Shimon. Understand? If Reuven owes money, Reuven sold the field to Shimon, he sold the field to Levi. If Reuven owes money, he doesn't have. So, but you guaranteed it. It was Achlayut. So the last field that you sold, we're going after. If Levi doesn't have that field, if the Me'arer takes that field from Levi, they're coming after Shimon. So the Chaurah, Shimon is a Nogaya. For him to keep the field by Lokeach Sheni, it's protecting himself from a creditor of Reuven from coming to him. So that's what the Gemara says, V'hu de'it le'ara hariti. Same concept. So long as Levi has another field, so therefore, even if this field would go to the Me'arer, he has another field there. So therefore, you have to say another field that Reuven sold him. He has to have another field that Reuven sold him. So that's also in the Sha'bud. So therefore, Shimon doesn't have a benefit to testify, because even if it goes to Levi, he doesn't need it. He has a field anyway that's going to be Mishrubad first, before his field. So therefore, but if he doesn't have a field, then he has a negiyote. Because I'm trying to keep the field by Levi, so the creditor won't come to my field to pay for the Uven's hov. Okay? That's the lokeyah. And the last case, on the Amud Rishon, is a kablan. Kablan is like a arev, is like a guarantor, but he's a stronger guarantor. And arev kablan is like this. Arev kablan means, not only am I guaranteeing it, but I was there at the time of the loan, and he accepts upon himself, you can come to me first. Meaning the malveh has an option to go to the loveh or to the kablan. Normally, how does an arev work? If the loveh defaults, then I go to the arev. But arev, kablan, you can go to him straight.
Right.
Even the Loved, whatever, doesn't have anything, or he has, or whatever.
But you got him straight.
You got him straight, then he'll deal with the Loved. Okay? That's called an Arev Kablan. Look at the top Rashbam. Arev Kablan, Chikibela Ma'ot Miyadosh Shel Maveh Venatan Liyadosh Shel Loved. He actually lent the money. The Loved gives the Arev the money, and the Arev makes the loan. So he's actually the one that handed over the money. Vezeu Dino. The deen is like this: the mimishi yirtzeh malveh yifra tehila, which means whoever the malveh wants, he can go to first. Aval arev stama, but a regular arev en tovim na arev tehila ad sheyamid malveh leloveh bedin. He's got to take the loveh to deen first. V'yahaybu leshalem ve'en lo ma lefroa ve'ad yigbe min arev. Regular Arev's got to go to the Loveh first. He defaults, then you go back to the Arev. But Arev Kablan, he goes to him straight. Anyway, what's the deen with that? That's the Kof. Kablan, Amri la Me'id, Ve'amri la Eno Me'id.
Some say he can testify. What is he testifying? That the Lové owns property. To keep the property by the Lové, he comes with another witness to keep the property by the Lové. Some say he can testify. He's not an Ogeya. And some says he can't testify. What is it dependent on? Amri la me'i ke'arev dame. He's no different than a arev. Look at the Rashbam. Amri la me'id kemo arev. A regular guarantor, which means with the same laws. So long as the Lové still has karka, so therefore, I'm not nogeya, because even if I keep this property by him, what's the difference? He had property anyway. So therefore, it's no different than a regular arev. Ve'amri la eno me'id. But some say, no, this is worse. You know why? Because the law of an arev kablan, which was mentioned over here, is that when he guarantees it, normally chovot are paid back in binonit quality. Okay? By an arev kavlan, if he has binonit and the love has ziborit, he can go to the arev kablan. By a regular arev, it's not like that. By a regular arev, you can't go to the regular arev before you take everything of the love, even ziborit. Mashaken arev kablan, if he has binonit to come in after him, so it's to his advantage to keep the binonit field by the love. So then go to first, because if he doesn't establish that field, could be he only has ziburit in his portfolio. Therefore, they're going to come to the love. Oh, you got ziburit. I don't want you. I'm going back to the arev kablan. So therefore, the arev kablan has an advantage to keep the karka binonit by the love, so they don't come to him. That's the Rashbam says. I read it inside. Dakati nogeh be'edutu, deni halet denukmeh tarvayu ar'ata bided de love, ki echi de develu ar'et tuba ziburit u benonit. Because now that he has two fields, one of them will be a ziburit, and the other one will be a benonit. When he has two fields, there's a benonit. The collection goes to the love. Dechi atam balve lemekbeh benonit de kablan kedin ba'al chov, shedino be benonit. Right, when he comes to collect benonit, say, go take the benonit of the love. Love benonit, because if he doesn't have a benonit, the love, lo digbem malve elam benonit de kablan. Then he's going to go to the benonit of the kablan. That's the din. The lechol man de ba'e taba beresha. The din is you can go to whoever he wants first. But by regular case of Arev, it's not like that. Even if you have Ziburid, you can't come to the Arev until you satisfy all the assets of the Lové. So therefore, it's not considered a Nogaya. Okay, so that's that. Now the Gemara goes on to a new point. Actually, let's just read it inside. Ve'amri la eno me'id, deniha le deleve biyadet tarvayu. It's beneficial for the Arev Kablan that the Lové will have both fields in his possession. When the Baal Hov comes, he can take whatever he wants, which is he can take Benonit. And if he won't come to the Arev Kablam. Now we go back to a deen that we said in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Uman en no hazaka. Okay, we don't need Rabbi Yohanan for this. This is the Mishnah. Uman en no hazaka for the simple reason. Normally, when a person has something under his hands, he has a hazakah. Hazakah, ma shetachat yado shel adam, shelohu. That means, if somebody comes along and says, hey, this cup is mine. If I'm holding it already, I'm the iman to say, even if he has edim that it was his, I bought it from you. That's why it's in my hand. Very simple. I'm believed to say I bought it from you. Because bottom line, it's in my hands. An uman doesn't have that. Because an uman, by his nature, people give him things to fix, and they're not his. So now, all of a sudden, the guy's holding a talit. He's an uman that paints talit, or fixes talit. Now the guy goes, that's my talit. No, I bought it from you. You're not an iman. Because that's the nature of an uman. Uman en no hazakah. Right? As we learned, ben uman yesh lo hazakah. Oh, but the son of an uman has a hazakah. Which means, Uchgon, I'm reading Rashbam, she'ena ben uman. Yesh to hazaka, he has hazaka. He's a different business, he's not a uman. So he could come along and say that he got this from his father somehow. Even though his father didn't have a hazaka,
But he has hazakah. We have to see how that works. Because if he's coming from his father, if his father doesn't have a hazakah, how could he? We'll see. Aris in the hazakah. We learned that also. A sharecropper, he's on the field. Why doesn't he have a hazakah? Because the nature of sharecroppers are they work on the field, and the Baal Abay doesn't make a maha'ah because he's a sharecropper. Okay. Right? He works for 3 years, let's say. He can't come along and say, oh, he didn't say nothing. He kept quiet for 3 years, my field. No, Aris, that's the nature of Arisim. They go down to the field to work. Especially the way we learned, it was about Aris Bate Avot. Right? Aris Bate Avot, ancestral Aris, that they worked for years at a time, and the father worked on the field, and the son worked on the field. That was the agreement. Ben Aris yeshto hazaka. Oh, but the son of an Aris, he can make hazaka in the field. We'll see. Gazlan, who ben gazlan, en lahem hazaka. But a thief, the Gemara will explain to me, what does it mean a thief? How do you know what a thief is? Kanireh, the guy is a known criminal. The guy is known as a thief, so he has no hazaka, obviously, because we know the guy's a thief. What kind of hazaka is he going to have? And not only that, but Ben Gazlan also doesn't have a hazaka. Because the son of the Gazlan is saying, it came from my father. Yeah, your father's a thief. So, not going to work. Ben Benoshel, the Gemara is going to explain. What does it mean a thief? Has a thief written on his forehead? What do you mean he's a thief? Gemara will explain exactly what's the case. Gemara will say, Hechi Dameh. Ben Benoshel Gazlan Yeshto Hazaka. But the grandson of the Gazlan has a hazaka. Because he's saying he got it from his father. His father wasn't a Gazlan. So that there is a hazaka. And the Gemara is going to go through all these things over here. Okay. Hechi Dameh. Now the Gemara wants to know all the cases. So we have basically three cases. Uman no hazaka, benoshel uman ye hazaka. Aris en no hazaka, ben aris yeshto hazaka. Gazlan ubeno en no hazaka. So Gemara says, I ate beta'anta de abuhon. If they're coming and their claim is, this belonged to my father, which means my father, let's say, was yoreshit to me. Afidu hanach name lo. So then even the ben uman should not work. Because just like the uman doesn't have a hazaka, if this guy's coming from the strength of his father, he's coming and saying, oh, my father inherited it to me. Oh, your father was uman. Ben uman also should not have. Same with Aris. If the claim is that it came from my father, so you're not going to be better than your father. So therefore all the cases, ben Aris, ben uman, should have hazaka. If they're not coming from that claim of their father, right? I bought it. So if you do Ben Gazlan Nameh, no. So then even a Ben Gazlan should be okay. Because if a Ben Gazlan's coming on his own claim, he's not saying I got it from my father, he's saying I bought it myself. So he should be believed. So Gemara says, Lo tziricha deka'am re'edim. Witnesses came along and said, Befanenu hodalo. Oh, interesting case. Which means the case is talking about where the you have a mi'ar'ir over here. Right? A mi'ar'ir is a guy, hey, that's my field. Mm-hmm. The ben uman is saying, no. Hey, it's mine. I have a hazakah. You sold it to me. We have witnesses, if you could believe it, that are testifying, hey, listen, Mr. Mi'ar'ir, you were more dead that he bought it. Ah, what do you want than that? Hoda'at ba'aldin kima'edim dame. When the guy himself is saying, yes, I sold it to him, I don't care if you're a ben uman, I don't care if you're a ben aris, there's nothing stronger than witnesses that are saying in the name of the ma'ar'ir that he was modeh. Oh, if that's the case, so then a ben gazlan also. If a ben gazlan says, hey, this is my field, and you got two witnesses testifying that the guy who was contesting admitted in front of them that he sold it to the Gazlan, the son of the Gazlan. So he should have it also. How could you get around that hoda'a? So it says, Hanach ikal lememar kushta ka'amri. By the case of Ben Uman and Ben Aris, you believe the claim that the witnesses are saying. When the witnesses say, he said the Me'arer that he sold it, you believe it. However, Afalgav de ode name lo meheman. Amazing. But by the Ben Gazlan case, you don't believe what, even though the guy said, for the witnesses, yeah, I sold it to him. By Ben Gazlan, you don't believe it. You don't believe the guy. The guy didn't mean what he said. When the guy said, yeah, I sold it, by a Ben Uman, he has no reason to lie. He said, I sold it to him. And when it comes to the Ben Aris, he has no reason to lie. But by a Ben Gazlan, the guy's scared. Why is the guy scared? Because usually a Gazlan is a thug. He's a strong guy. He's an alim. And therefore, the guy's scared to say that he didn't sell it to him. Because he'll come after him. So therefore, by a case where he's coming along and saying, I got it from my father. The reason why he's, by the Uman, where he said, I got it from my father, because there's two witnesses saying that the guy was more dead than he sold it to the Uman. Okay, so then when you're coming from your father, you're okay, because you got Hoda'at Ba'al-Din. When I'm coming from my father, the Aris, I have no problem, because he is, I got witnesses that clearly testify that the Ma'ar'er said, I sold it to the Aris. But when you have two witnesses that say he sold it to the Gazlan, we don't believe it. We believe that he's saying that under pressure. He's saying it under duress. Because he doesn't want the Gazlan to come and kill him.
Right.
So he goes, oh yeah, I sold it to him, I sold it to him. So we don't believe it. So when a Ben Gazlan comes, even he brings witnesses. Hey, ask the witnesses, they'll say that that this guy that's screaming that it's his field, witnesses will tell you that he sold it to my father. We say, yeah, we know why he's saying that. They're only saying that because they're scared of the father. Oh. So therefore it's not considered. Yeah? Look at Rashbam. Actually, go one more line before we read Rashbam. Kederav Kahana. This is following Rav Kahana's logic. What did Rav Kahana say? Damar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Ilav de Odile. He says, if he wouldn't been moder that he sold it to the father Gazlan, Havam Mamte Le, he would have subjugated him, Ul Hamre, and his donkey, Lishahbar, to work for the government. Which means the Gazlan would have got the guy in trouble. He would have subjugated him and his hamor to go work for the government. He would have mosed on into the government or something. So therefore, the guy's scared. Huh? Blackman, exactly. So therefore, he's scared. Therefore, he says, yeah, I sold it to him. Look at that Rashbam now. Lo tzericha. See that Rashbam is after they get wide. Deka'atu beta'anta de abuhon. Really, they're coming from the claim of their fathers. Ugon da amru edim befanenu hodal lo ha-me'ar'ed la'avihen shel elu shemachru lahem. Indeed, the witnesses are saying that this me'ar'ed sold it to the Uman. This me'ar'ed sold it to the Aris. Hilkach hanach ben Aris u ben Uman ika lemar kushtak ka'amri. They're telling the truth. Kishitoharin avinu lakom mimcha shere hodat vehodat ba'al din kema'ar'ed edim. Aval ben Gazlan Afagav de odu hay me'ar ele abiv lo be'eman no malakuach ubiyad abi. He cannot believe when he says my father bought it from the me'ar ele, and here's the witnesses. Va'afilu b'chaye abiv im natno leben. Even if, let's say, the father was alive and the father was gave it to the kid, who mitoch pachad hoda lo le gazlan, because only because of the pachad he was moded to the gazlan. Kederav kana. Now, but ben beno is different. Because Ben Beno Shel Gazlan is coming from his father. His father wasn't a Gazlan.
Aval Ben Beno Shel Gazlan yesh lo hazaka. I ateh b'ta'ana de abu. De ta'in ma'avi yarashti. Ve'avi lo haya Gazlan. Right?
His father's clean.
So in that case over there, if he was yoresh from his father, wasn't a Gazlan,
no problem. Ech ya gavna to'alin lo yoresh. Dilu haya abiv kayama v'atu'im mechazda v'te,
which means, if the father was alive, he could have been toy, and I bought it from you. And the father would have been believed on the Chazakah 3 years and saying, I bought it from you. So if the kid is Ne'emat to say, I was Yoreshet from my father. The father himself would have been believed, because the father was not a Gazlan. Good? Go further?
Yeah.
Okay.
When was father
away? It wasn't a Gazlan. Bin Benoshel Gazlan. If the father of this kid, not the grandfather was a Gazlan. If the father of the kid said, he sold it to me, he would have believed. He's not a Gazlan. He's not meant to say you sold it to me. The Ben Gazlan, no, because Ben Gazlan is coming from his father. But Ben Beno is coming from his father who's not a Gazlan.
Back to the Gemara. Rava says, Ba'amim, Sha'afilu Ben Beno Shel Gazlan, Nameh En No Hazaka.
Sometimes even Ben Beno Shel Gazlan does not have a Hazaka.
How? Hechidame, Kegon Deka Ate Beta'anta De'aba De'abu.
Ah, if he's coming from his grandfather. Right, what's the case if he's coming from his grandfather? Hechidame.
Okay, period.
Which we understand that. If he's coming from his grandfather, oh, you're saying, oh yeah, he sold it to my grandfather. We have witnesses for that. Oh, your grandfather was a Gazlan. Back to the Pachad factor. Therefore, no good. Now, go back to the regular question. What do you mean a Gazlan?
Hechidame Gazlan.
Like I said, wait, has Gazlan written on his forehead? What makes a guy a Gazlan?
Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Kegon she'uzak al sadeh zu begazlanuta.
We know, on this specific field over here, the guy's uhzak to be a gazlan.
How is he uhzak?
We know.
Rashbam says, Uba'u sadeh ude'innu hazaka.
Which is, it's a specific field we're talking. On this field we know he's a gazlan. But on other fields, no. So it's only a specific field that we know he's a gazlan on. That's what he's not going to have a hazaka.
והחזדה אמר כגון דבית פלוני שהורגים נפשות על הסכם ממון.
No, we know it's a family of thugs that they'll kill for money. So that means they don't have a chazaka according to Rav Chazda on any field.
According to the first pshat is
Rabbi Yohanan chuzak on this specific field, Gazlan. But on other fields, don't have a chazaka. According to Rav Chazda, no. The family is a family of thieves. We know these guys, they'll kill for money. So therefore, they don't have chazaka on any field. According to Rav Chazda, you don't need to have a specific chazaka on a certain field that they're gazlanim. Right. The way they do business teaches us that they're gazlanim. So any field that they're going to claim, you assume that there's no chazaka on it because they're gazlanim.
Comes the Gemara and continues. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Uman en lo hazaka.
Okay, Uman has no hazaka.
Yarad me umanuto. Yes, lo hazaka.
Okay. He quit. He's not an Uman anymore. He retired. He's a retired Uman.
So he goes back to having a hazaka.
Right, we understand that now. Because now, the whole logic was what? Hey, you're an Uman. It's the nature. People give you talets to take care of. And now you're saying it's yours? That's not normal. I'm not an Uman anymore, okay. It's not the Pshat, which is Pashut. What do you think? Once you're an Uman, you're branded for life? No, go with the Sevara. Now you're not an Uman, so you go back to getting your Hazaka. Right? You go back to being a regular guy?
Aris en no Hazaka.
Aris no Hazaka. Because see, that's the normal way of an Aris to be on the field.
Yarad ma Arisuto,
yes no Hazaka. But once he stops becoming an Aris, he has Hazaka again.
Ben Shehalak. You have a son that broke up with his father. Right, look at the first line in Rashbam. Hiflig me'abi ve'en samuch od al shulchano.
He's not getting supported by his father anymore. He got married. Ve'en mishtadil od b'nechse abiv. He's not working on his father's. When he kid's single, he's working on his father's field. The father don't say anything to him. Because the father's mefanes the kid. So he can't say, oh, the son, hey, I was on my father's field for 3 years. He didn't say anything. Of course he didn't say anything. You're my son, I'm giving you panasa. But once the kid goes on his own, and he's self-supportive, now when he goes on the field, the father has to open his mouth. And if the father doesn't open his mouth after 3 years, he can make a hazakah. Right?
Adam.
Now, the isha shenit garsha, harein kishar kol adam. We understand that also. A lady, when she's married, the husband is obligated to support her. So when she's going down onto the husband's field, he doesn't open his mouth.
Right.
Because that's part of his support. Once already there's animosity, specifically in a divorce, if the husband keeps quiet now, she has a hazakah. Oh, it's not the normal. You're not obligated to mefanes anymore. So therefore, there is going to be a hazakah if he keeps quiet for 3 years. So we understand the cases.
Gemara continues.
Bishlama ben shehalak, it's tarikh. I understand why you had to tell me the case of a son that got married, that he now has hazakah. It's a chadush in that case. Even though I would say, what's the chadush really? The father doesn't have to support him anymore. So therefore, the chaurah, if he's on the field for 3 years and the father didn't protest, of course he should make a hazakah. What's the chadush of that case? It's tarikh. Because I would have thought, a father is mohel the perot to his kid. So therefore, it doesn't mean just because he didn't protest that he's giving the field over to his kid. He's mohel the perot. Which means, I would have thought, listen, the kid comes after 3 years, he didn't protest. The father could say, what do you mean, protest? Okay, I'm mohel the fruit to you. Therefore, that's not a chazakah. If you say the father's mochel, that's not a chazakah. That's why it says, kamashmalan delo. Come on, no. You don't say the father's mochel de piro. Therefore, if the father kept quiet, then the kid can indeed make a chazakah. You understand? Because if you'd say he was mochel de piro, you'd say then it's not a chazakah. I can explain why the father's not opening his mouth. He's mochel de piro, enjoy the piro. Kamashmalan, no, the father's not mochel. Therefore, if he kept quiet, it's interpreted as a chazakah. That's really pashut. Which means, once a lady gets divorced, the husband hates her. Okay? Or she hates the husband, right? There's a
mutual hate.
Mutual animosity over here. So therefore, she is not supported anymore by the husband. So if she goes on the field, and the husband doesn't open his mouth for 3 years, for sure that's going to be a hazakah. Because why didn't you open your mouth? When they're married, I understand why he doesn't open his mouth. Because anyway, I have to support her. So when that's not a hazakah, because she was living on the field for 3 years and eating perot, I have to support her. But as a divorce, pshita, it's a hazakah. What's the hadush? Kevara says, Lot Sericha, you know what the hadush is over here? B'megureshet ve'ena megureshet. The case is talking about they're divorced, but they're not divorced. What's the case of divorce and not divorce? Safek Megureshit is very simple. Very good. He threw the get to her. The get was Safek Karov Lo, Safek Karov La. For the get to be a full-fledged get, it's got to be close to her. When he threw it, it was on the borderline. Now, Safek Karov Lo, Safek Karov La is Safek Megureshit, which means Safek Megureshit is really not allowed to get married to anybody else till she gets another Kiddushin. If she does get married to somebody else, but the Kiddushin is Tofes, the Humra. Oh, wow. Right? So she's a divorce from him. But the point is, in that case over there, we have issues. What's the issue? So it says, Ukht Rabbi Zera, Tamar Rabbi Zera, Amar Virbiya Bar Abba, Amar Shmuel. Kol Makom She'amnu Chachamim Megureshet Ve'ena Megureshet, anytime the Chachamim gave a din of Safek Megureshet, the husband is still chayav mizonot. He still has to pay. So you might have thought, since he still has to pay, so therefore there's no chazakah. Because that's why he didn't open his mouth, because he still has to pay. Kamash ma'alan, since there's animosity already, so therefore he's going to scream. Because now he's paying, he's supporting her, but he's supporting her with animosity. So therefore, if he sees her on the field for a long time, he's going to open his mouth. If he didn't open his mouth, she can make a hazakah. So it's a hadush. Even though he's supporting her, since there's an animosity factor, his reticence, his silence, is interpreted as a hazakah for the lady. Comes Gemara and continues. Amar of Nahman. Amar li hunna. Huna told me, Kulan Sheviu Ra'aya, Ra'ayatan Ra'aya, Uma Amidim Sade Biyadan. All these people, who are all these people? So Rashbam says, Uman, Aris, all these guys that you said don't have a Hazakah. Uman en no Hazakah. Aris en no Hazakah. Right? However, if they brought a Ra'aya, Shtar Mechira. They show Shtar, yeah. Shtar Mechira. Or Ede Mechira. Yeah. Uman doesn't have 3 years. Uman never has 3 years. Normally, Uman's holding the item. Say, holding the item means nothing. He pulls out a shtar mechira. Oh, shtar mechira, shtar mechira. Or he takes an edim. Edim testifies that he bought it. So that's a game over. There's nothing stronger than a shtar mechira or edim mechira. Good?
So comes the Gemara and says, La'ayatan re'iyah, next Rashbam, milta de pshitahi.
That's pashut.
The Hadush is the next line. What does the next line say? Umaabidim sadeh biyadan, you leave the field by them, or whatever it is. Gazlan shevi ra'aya in ra'ayato ra'aya. But if a gazlan brings a ra'aya, gazlan, he says, hey, here's my shtar.
Okay,
yeah, I have edim. In ma'amidim sadeh biyado. What's the reason? Like we learned already. Because the guy's scared of the gazlan. The guy wrote a mishtar. The guy did everything because he's scared the gazlan's going to beat him up. He's scared the gazlan's going to kill him. So even when a gazlan holds a shtar up, you have to suspect that the shtar was written under duress. And therefore he didn't really mean to write the shtar. Look at Rashi, Rashbam. En ra'ayato ra'aya, kederav kana. Like we learned earlier, if he doesn't give him the shtar, he's going to subjugate him and his hamor to the government. Shahbar is incarcerated to the government. Okay? Aval. One more line in Rashbam. In natanu agazlan ma'ot pifne edim. If let's say the edim testify, no, we saw the gazlan pay for the field. Till now we're saying shtar. Or witnesses come along and say, the guy admitted that he sold it to the gazlan. Nothing. Pressure. But if witnesses come along and say, no, we saw money transferred. Ra'ayato ra'aya. That's good. Why? Because Rav Huna is a very important klal. And this applies in business as well. The law is when somebody sells something under duress. When he's pressured to sell, is the sale a sale or not? You could argue and say, whatever, he sold under duress. You put a gun to the guy's head and he sold. I don't want to sell. The guy put a gun to my head. Rav Huna holds, at the end of the day, if you got paid, even though it was under duress, the sale is a sale. That's called Talyuhu Vezavin. Literally, Talyuhu means you hung the guy up, you hung him on a tree, and you told him, if you don't sell, I'm not taking it down from the tree. Which means it's a way of saying, forced. Talyuhu Vezavin. Zibinine, zibine. The sale is a sale. Va'afagav derabibi muki lekaman lai afil b'shiratam ma'ot ha'gazan negzal afilu achi lo kan ha'gazlan. So Rav Huna argues on Rabbi Bai, but okay, Rav Huna can argue with Rabbi Bai. Rav Huna holds, so long as there's payment, so therefore, even if a gazlan, he's a bully, he paid money, as long as he has witnesses that he paid money, the sale is binding. Even though you say, what do you mean? It's under pressure, under duress. Rav Huna holds a sale under duress with payment is binding. The case of it we're talking about, where you don't keep it by the gazlan, is talking about where the gazlan only was able to produce a shtar or produce witnesses that say it was sold to him, but they didn't see a transfer of money. So comes the Gemara and says, Maika mashma'alan, what are you teaching me? We know this rule already with gazlanim. Why? Where do we know? Tanina, we have a braita. Oh, what does it say? Lakach misikrikun. You bought a field from sikrikun. Who is sikrikun? Siklikun Rashbam says on the second wide line, Megazlan nochri horeg nefashot. So the guy's a goy, Siklikun, who's a murderer, thief, right? Al eskem amon, she'omer lo sa karkazu vanicheni. So yeah, he's a mobster. Okay?
Extortionist.
Which means you take something from a sikrikun. Now what did he do here? Which means the sikrikun tells the guy, take this field. Now you know it's stolen.
Okay?
And what's the deal? Look at the story in the Braita first. Lakach mesikrikun, vehazar velakach mebal abayit.
Then the guy that got it from the sikrikun went to the original owner, and the original owner told him, keep it. So he covered himself. He knew when he was getting it from the sikrikun, it's stolen property.
Oh, very good. That's why it says, mikor batel.
Mikor batel, why? Because the only reason why the original owner is telling the guy, keep it, because he's scared of the sikrikun, is going to come back to him. You understand? Bottom line, as long as there's a pressure involved over here, you don't take anything that they're saying seriously.
So look at the Rashbam again. Okay?
Which means in this case over here, there was no money transferred. The guy bought it from the Sikrikun. Right? He took it from the Sikrikun. He has a gift from the Sikrikun, let's say. And then he went back to the original owner. And the original owner told him, keep it. In that case over there, that we don't say he can keep the field. There we say mikor batel. Why is that different than Taliu Vezabin? By Taliu Vezabin, when he hung him up on the tree and he paid him, we say what? The sale is a sale. So why do you say also at the end of the day, the sale should be a sale? Because Bama, he went to the original owner and he's offering him maybe money even. Why do you say in that case over there, it's not a sale? So he says, Mefaresh Begitin Gimel Gezerot Gazru. The Goyim made three Gezerot in their time. Kamaita, the first Gezerah that the Goyim made is Kol Delo Katil Lektil. Whoever doesn't kill is going to get killed. Metziata Kol De Katil Laite Arba Zuze. Which means, the Goyim made Gezerot, they were fierce Gezerot. First Gezerah was, if you don't kill, you're going to get killed. They promoted killing. So therefore, the guy's petrified from the Sikrikun over here. Sikrikun over here are promoted to kill. The second Gezerah is, Kol de lo katil liktam. Kol de katil, whoever kills like the Arbazo, you just have to pay a certain fine. But right, kol de katil liktiluhu. The third Gezerah was, whoever kills, they're going to get killed. So three different periods. Mm-hmm. Whoever doesn't kill, gets killed. I don't want you to be tough. Second, whoever kills, you have to pay a fine. Third, whoever kills, we're going to kill them. Those are three different periods. Now, kabaita o metziata, the first two Gezerot, kevan de katlen nochrim li Yisrael, since the Goyim were killing Yisrael, because that was they were promoting it, right? If you don't kill Yisrael, you're going to get killed. If you kill them, you have to pay a small fine. So they were promoting killing Yisrael. So the agav unse gamaru makne. That's why he's scared. That's why when he came back and said, I want to sell you the field, take it. He's scared from the Sikrikun. But raita amre ha'idana lishkul mahar tav'ale bidina. But in the third case, where killing was not promoted, the guy, when he tells him, keep it, he's thinking, I'm telling him today, keep it, but I'll go to Bet Din and fight it. Because he's not worried for his life. Understand? That's why we're saying, Ve'elkach lo kana siklikun. In this case, over the siklikun, when he took the field, Behal lo natan ma'ot. He didn't pay money. It's not a case of Taliu Ve'zavin. He didn't take money, the siklikun. He took the field from somebody, stole it. Ela gezela b'chinam. Valokeyach nami, memenu lo kana de karka ena nigzelet. Ve'akati b'rshute de mare kama ita. Which means the field never goes away from the original owner. Ve'afidu chazar ve'nakach me'bala bayit. Which means the bala bayit wrote him a shtar. Yeah, I'm selling it to you. We say he's only selling it to him. He doesn't mean to sell it to him. Because he knows he can take the guy to Bet Din. He's not worried for his life in this case over here. Because he knows he's not going to kill him. שכתב לו שתגרו שכמן, או במטרה או בשתה מכירה, בלא מעות, without מעות, okay, because if he gave him מעות, and already it's תלו וזה בין, without מעות, okay? Oh, now, אפילו אחי לא קנה לוקח, the לוקח is not קונה,
the mahmat pahad the siklikun iknalo le lokayah. וכיוון דאין ראיה אתה לוקח מגזלן ראיה אפילו כי אדם וזמין בעל הבית כל שכן וכל שכן דאין ראיה את הגזלן עצמו ראיה וזה מחמת פחד כתב לו השטר which means the Gemara is saying you just gave me a law you told me a gazlan that produces a star you don't believe him because the guy sold it to him בפחד now if you're telling me I'll give you a better case a sikrikun gave a field to somebody Right? Take the field. And that guy went to the owner. The guy that is not a gazana. The guy went to the owner, and the owner said, here's a shtar. If that shtar you tell me you don't believe, because this pachad from the sikrikun, he's selling it, kotche ken when the gazlan himself produces a shtar, are you going to say that it's under a pachad? Which means, if in a non-gazlan case, where the guy says, take the feed, you're worried it's going to get back to the sickly. Koshka, when the Gazan himself is producing the star, Koshka, the Rashbam says. So what are you teaching? We know the law already of pachad. Whenever there's a pachad factor, we say the guy doesn't mean it. So therefore, what do you have to tell me the deen for? So the Gemara says, Lapuke mederav. The Hadush in the case of Gazlan is to exclude Rav. What's Rav say? The Amar Rav. לא שאנו אלא דאמר לחזק וקנה. When do you say that the gazlan does not have a נאמנות? That's only when the guy tells him לחזק וקנה. When the guy tells him go make a חזקה in the field. אבל בשטר קנה. But if he produces a star, Rav holds, you believe the star. כמה שמעלן כדשמואל. That's why you had to teach me the deen. That we don't go like that. The אמר, אף בשטר נמה לא קנה. That even if he has a star, it's not enough. עד שיכתוב אחריות נכסים. The only way the גזלן will be believed is not only that he has a star in his hand, or by the סיקליקון case. By the סיקליקון case, when the guy got the field, he goes back to the original owner. Right? As I know I got this field from this guy here, I just want to settle with you now. If he gives him a shtar, according to Rav, Rav says, it's good, Mabruk, you gave him a shtar. The Hadush is not, shtar is not enough. He's got to write him only a shtar, and he's got to guarantee it. Shtar with achrayut. What does achrayut mean? That if that field gets taken away from you, you can come back to me. Now, once he writes achrayut, you know that he sold it wholeheartedly. Why do you have to write achrayut? So according to Rav, Rav says, shtar is koneh, alone. Kamash malan, no. When a gazlan produces a shtar, it's not enough. What has to be in the shtar to be considered legitimate? A shtar where the guy who sold it to you ate it. And if it's taken away, I'll guarantee it. He went the extra mile, then it already shows he really meant to. סלט, כמה שמעלן כדי שמוד אמר אף פשטן המלוקנת שכתוב אחריות נכסים ורבי ביי מסיים בה משמד רב נחמן רבי ביי זה דיפרנט שיטה קרקע אין לו אבל מעות יש לו או חדוש קרקע אין לו אבל מעות יש לו what happened over here the gazan produces a star correct he's saying well I bought the field from So and so. That means he paid money. Mm. He's saying he paid money, and this is that we're saying everything's under duress over here. The guy sold it to you under duress. So the hadush of Rabbi Bai is he has to give back the field. Mm. Obviously, that's not hadush, but he gets back his money. Because you might have thought maybe we knas the guy. Once already you stole the field. Maybe I'll say, give back the field, and you lost your money. Kamashwar Rabbi Bai says, no. In a case where a gazan produces a shtar, and says, the field is mine, we say, first of all, we don't believe you. You got it under pressure. The guy only wrote the shtar because he's scared you're going to kill him. So therefore, first of all, we all agree, give back the karka, please. Rabbi Bai just comes along and says, but you're allowed to get your money back also. Of course, but he's a gazlan. No, but that's by a regular guy. But by a... Oh, So read it inside. Read Rabbi Bai. Read Rashi. Read Rashbam. Third white line. The Rabbi Bai Misayim. Behar Milta de Amar Rav Nachman Amar Lehuna. Meshur Rav Nachman Shayam Mosipa Rav Nachman Davazim Medato. Okay, miu Ravuna lo svira lehay tosef taken lekaman. Torekadika matam ma'otzva le Ravuna David Zvinvay. This is arguing Ravuna, my friend. Ravuna holds. Whenever there's a transfer of money, the sale is binding. Rule, even by a gazlan, the gazlan paid. I was under pressure. You paid money, binding. No, Rabbi Bai argues on Ravuna. Rabbi Bai holds even where there's money. If it's under duress, no sale. This is a very important machloket to remember. Machloket Rabbi Bai v'Ravuna. Ravuna holds Talyuhu v'Zabin. He hung him and he caused him to sell. If he transferred money, Mechira to Mechira. Zabino Zabine. Rabbi Bai says no. Not only is the sale not a sale, because Bai was under pressure, the money goes back to the gazlan. I would have thought maybe Knasim. Kamash Malan, you don't Knasim, everything goes back. Okay? Comes the Gemara and says, V'Rabbi Bai Misiyim Ba Mishimid Rab Nachman, Karka Enlo. The Karka the Gazan does not have, Aval Ma'ot Yeshlo. Now, Bame Devarim Amurim, when his older said, She'amru Edim Befanenu Mane Lo. Right. If witnesses come along and say, we saw money transferred.
Right.
There you go, like you said. If witnesses come along and testify that there was money transferred, okay, then give him back the money. Aval amru edim bifanenu hodalo. But if all the witnesses just said, hey, he admitted that he sold the field. Admitted doesn't mean there was money. Therefore, lo, kederav ka'ana, da'amar ilav da'od ileh havim mamtele lidheu l'chamer l'shavar. Same concept. If he just says, hey, he admitted that he sold the field, then I say he only admitted that he sold the field because he was scared that if he didn't admit that he sold the field to the Gazan, the Gazan's going to incarcerate him and his hamor to the government.
Right.
So therefore, the deen of getting his money back is only when there was witness that saw there was a transfer of money. But if there's no transfer of money, if witness goes, hey, he admits that he sold it, give him back his fee, but you know, there's no money over there. Because he only admitted it because of that subject.